This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Wildfires have already started burning here and there around our state. Not knowing whether this season's fires are going to be as bad as last year, the state is training new firefighters. One of those trainees, Ben Hale, has worked for the Department of Natural Resources for a couple of years, but he's never been on the front line fighting fires. He told me why he is changing that.
The stories that I heard from my coworkers were just really inspiring, and sounds like it was an extreme challenge, and it was all hands on deck last year because it was just a record year that only beat out the previous year's record year. So it's been a lot of work with the Department of Natural Resources the past couple of years to fight these fires, and I just felt like I wanted to be a part of that too. And there's a lot of strong camaraderie and excitement going on with the work that they do. I wanted to have that, you know, sense of teamwork and accomplishment at the end of the day. And I also, being a firefighter, you get to protect the natural resources and people's property. So it's a worthwhile endeavor, and it's something that I'm really passionate about that I want to pursue and be a part of.
Ben, when most of us hear about wildfires and firefighters, it's not good. I'm sure we hear just the very worst end of it, and there's more to it, but I still have to wonder what makes you go towards something that is that dangerous.
Well, I just see it as an essential function of the Department of Natural Resources and something that we can't not do. And taking a look at the coworkers that came back last year, they were dispatched over and over and over again, and they were very, very tired, and it's just I could see that I could help out by contributing as well. So many hands make light work, and I like the idea of being a part of that team.
Was there any hard part for you about making that decision?
The hardest part for me was the fact that I have a young child at home, and my wife is a professional career woman. And it's a lot to ask of those who I would leave behind. I could be gone up to 16 days at a time. So I needed my wife to be on board before I committed to being available. And after long conversations and strong conversations, we decided that this is the best route for us, not only for the professional experience that I would get, but for the satisfaction I would get as well being a part of the program.
You called it a strong conversation with your wife. May I ask what was said?
Well, it was a combination of the dangers involved, as well as the hardship that she would have, not knowing what my day is going to be like and how it was been when I would be out there, and the hardship that she would have of being basically a single mom, which is a challenging experience in and of itself. So there was a long discussions and a lot of planning ahead of time to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place so that she's not overwhelmed, but also that she knows what's happening with me when I'm out there.
How did you win her over?
Just with lots of hugs and kisses and making sure that she feels safe and on board. I'm not going to put myself in danger on purpose at all. And even if I sense that something dangerous would be happening, the training involved with a firefighter program has equipped me with the ability to be safe and know the situational awareness to make sure that I know where to go and what to do.
So does that caution you have and your training mean that fear is not a part of this decision for you to fight wildfires on the front lines?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm nervous, obviously, and anxious. I'm very excited about the program, and I'm very excited to get the experience. I'm very excited to feel that sense of camaraderie I mentioned. Nervous because this is a new experience for me. I'm a recreation manager for the Department of Natural Resources. I talk to the public a lot. I do capital planning projects for recreation facilities out in the forest. So fighting fires is not in my exact wheelhouse, but there is a need for more firefighters. There's a need for intelligent, hardworking folks, and I like to put myself in that category. So it's something that I think I can contribute well to.
What do you think you'll be thinking about when you get your very first call to go fight a wildfire?
My first thoughts are going to be towards my family. My next thoughts are, okay, here's the job to do. How do I go out and do it? We are out there because we choose to be, and we are out there to make sure that the state of Washington's natural resources, as well as the people, are safe and secure, and that's always the number one priority.
Ben Hale is a new wildfire fighter for Washington State. This season will be his first year fighting wildfires on the front lines. Our governor says he's bracing for this to be a bad wildfire season.
Our forests are in very poor health. The beetle kill has been astronomical because the climate has changed. And as the climate changes, these beetles can overwinter instead of dying in the winter. So we have massive numbers of dead trees. That's a concern. But we do know one thing. All of us can help reduce the threat of this fire.
And how can you do that? Well, Governor Inslee says you can keep dead vegetation, pine needles and stuff, away from buildings. You can trim the brush. Last year, as we've said, was the worst wildfire season in Washington State history. Hoping it's not the same this time around.